And now, what's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher? Tom, Jonah, Sybil Wilson, J. Anthony Brown. I finally knows how it feels to be a married man not being able to talk to y'all this morning. Anyway, with no pun intended, let's hit this list. Taylor Swift is contender number one for not making it to Halloween with her last boyfriend, Tom. I don't know his last name. Tom, who cares what his last name is? Hell, Kanye is the only guy to beat Taylor to the punch. He hit it before she quit it. Contender number two, Taylor Swift boyfriend Tom, last name Hindsight. He knew what was going to happen. I mean, this poor fella didn't even watch any tapes or movies about how quick Taylor Swift ginsu her exes. Contender number three, Ryan Lochte. Old Line Ryan, a.k.a. Mr. Faux Robbed in Rio, was suspended for 10 months by the Olympic Committee. He can't go near a swimming pool or sing Wade in the Water. Hell, he need to be barred from all gas stations. You know what he like to do on pump number two. Contender number four, P. Diddy. Sean Diddy Combs says he felt like black people were shortchanged during President Obama's term. Yep, Diddy used the word shortchanged, the same words the artists on Bad Boy Records used, especially after finding out Diddy made $62 million last year. Hashtag take that. Contender number five, Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter was on Rob Lowe's roast and got out roasted than the guy they were originally roasting. I haven't seen nothing like it, and I'm not talking about the roast. She make you want to circumcise your mosquito. Where the hell did Jimmy Walker meet her anyway? At the urinal? She should have put on a Kaepernick jersey and sat on the sidelines of that roast. Contender number six, Gary Johnson. Now, Gary Johnson is the third candidate running for president. See, I didn't even know that. He's a libertarian. I said libertarian. Obviously, he's not a librarian. Gary effed up big time and may have ruined his chances on not becoming president anyway when he asked, what is Aleppo? He said, what are you talking about, Aleppo? Aleppo? A Negro? Aleppo? Matt Lauer, you are the Bama of the week. Matt Lauer's interview was so bad, he changed his name to Ann Coulter. She did a better job at the roast. He profiled Hillary and let Donald Trump pull a drive-by lie. I hope you get a discount on your next stay at Trump Hotel. Al Roker should bust you over the head with a smucker's glass, you piece of, I can't even say it. Matt Lauer, you are the Bama of the week. September 18th, West Palm, me and Chris Paul.